Geography. Free space for geography. Extending teaching and learning methods beyond the boundaries of campus.
Did you hear about Frontline?
Frontline,
by the way, has an outstanding production.
Geography Frontline.
Hey Frontliners, how's it going? This is episode 122 of Geography Frontline, and it's very likely that this is the last episode to be produced from Austin. Next week, we'll fly back home to Germany, and I'm pretty sure that I won't have much time, and I won't have my recording equipment at hand to put up another episode next week. Because, I think in 1 week right now, I might be, up in the air, flying right to Frankfurt. So it'll be one more week till 123 episode 123 gets online, and but that's not too bad, I suppose, because this gives you more time to send in comments and listen to the show anyway. So because this is the last episode from Austin, I decided to grab something local for our discussion today, and today we'll talk about A little about hydraulic fracturing, and for the local part, there's a focus on the domain.
Hey, Frontliners. I'm just out of town. It's a nice Saturday afternoon in Austin. I'm at the Domain. That's kind of a shopping center, but there are people living there, and there are cars and restaurants, and it's pretty busy. So I think it's kind of a European style concept, totally different from what you normally see in the US. And so you have shopping, you have living, businesses, all in one place. Really is kind of like a downtown area in a European city. You have all the traffic, so it's not totally pedestrian areas, but there are some. People are actually walking here. Kind of a strange concept for most of the downtown areas of U.S. cities, right? And the traffic is interesting. I was wondering why the traffic is still here, where they don't keep the cars out and just have to park them someplace else, like in big outlet stores or so. My guess, first impression, is that it's probably because they want to have more or add some liveliness or some spontaneous element and some action to the whole scene. And that works quite well. And why is that not in the city center? Because we, my wife and my son and I, we drove about 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes north of Austin, and to come to this place. Why couldn't this be built in a city center? What do you think? Maybe it's too crowded there, or it's just the business district, right? The CBD, and there's no place for pedestrians and just these little shops, so you would have much higher houses. So they're like 2-3 stories high here at most, and nice brands, Fossil, don't know, and there's an Apple store, what else, there's a Macy's and some nice restaurants, and it's really children friendly. There are a lot of little playground-like spaces and a lot of flowerish elements and floral elements and butterflies made of metal, by the way. It's interesting. And so from a European perspective, I'd say, what's so special? But on the other hand, I haven't seen anything like this in the last 8-9 months I've been living in the U.S., so that's kind of special. But I was wondering why they installed that here and why they've installed it now. So I think it's... No, I know. It's about 5 years old, the whole concept. So why 5 years ago? Just make up your mind, say, let's build something like a European downtown area, just in the outskirts of a major city. That's interesting. I think I have to look that up when I'm back at home and back home at my desk and my computer, and maybe we'll talk about that a little more and give you some more inside information about it, and maybe you have some thoughts on it. And so, yeah, that would be all. That's Torsten signing off from the Domain in Austin.
This is an example of what you can do yourself. Take your audio recorder with you, and most of you have a smartphone, right? And that has a recording option. And whenever you see something that makes you wonder, from a geographic point of view, then just start the recording and start describing what you see. And the more often you do this, the better your observations will become. And if you end up with some questions, that's great. Just send the audio file to comment@geography.com and we can discuss the whole topic in the show. Bringing an audio recorder helps you really to try to look at your day-to-day surroundings from a geographic perspective. At least that's what I'm thinking. So it's kind of a win-win situation. By recording what you see and think, that helps you to become a better researcher. And if you send in your recordings, you help the show with new content, obviously. And there is a third winner. All the listeners, all the other frontliners. You help all others to think about what you observed. That's pretty cool. So let's rewind to my recording from the Domain and collect some facts. Let's read from the Wikipedia page. Why not? There it says, the Domain is a high-density business, retail and residential center operated by Simon Property Group and Endeavor Real Estate Group and is located in the high-tech corridor of Northwest Austin, Texas. It is bordered on the west by Union Pacific Railroad, on the west and north by Loop 1, that's a highway, on the south by Breaker Lane, and on the east by Burnett Road. The initial phase of the project was completed in March 2007, so 5 years ago. It is managed and owned by Simon Property Group of Indianapolis, Indiana. Yeah, so what do we learn from this text? It's a mixed-use area. Where we can find business, retail, and residential elements. Then it's located outside the city at a really excellent spot transportation-wise. It's about 5 years old, and it's a private property because it's owned by a property group, Simon in this case. So what is the idea behind the Domain, and why is it located outside the city? Let's start with the idea first. The 57-acre first phase of this mixed-use project includes an upscale Main Street center anchored by Macy's and Neiman Marcus, 9 upscale restaurants, 75,000 square feet of Class A office space, 390 high-end apartments, and a Westland hotel opening in March 2010. Residences at the Domain puts a 5-star shopping center at your new home's doorstep and surrounds you with the features and amenities that create an exciting environment. It's modern, high-tech living, where good dining, shopping, and entertainment are all around you. Wow. That sounds like an advertising text, huh? Well, it is. This is from the Simon Property Group's website about the Domain. So what is important here? If we deconstruct this text, we can learn that it's a mixed-use project. It contains upscale restaurants. We find Class A office space, high-end apartments, and a hotel. And it's an exciting environment. It's modern, high-tech living, entertainment, all combined. So this is clearly not for every person living in Austin. It's for the people with money. Sounds very chic and fancy. You're living in your own capitalistic temple. Great! So now we know what the idea behind this is. And we also know why this wasn't built downtown. Because the property is owned by a private company. And you simply don't find 1.3 million square feet in a downtown area, right? So the idea of mixed use, that's really common in European cities. But there's another element that doesn't fit with the European role model. And that is the property group, the owner of the domain. Because the domain is not owned by the city, but a private property group. And there are strict regulations, who can open a shop there, or a store, or a restaurant. And if you want to create an environment with upscale restaurants and retailers, you don't let a local diner in or some stores where you can buy a really inexpensive cloth or something like that. No. And you can install private security, of course. And I saw several security people on the property, and I'm sure that not anybody can just come here and spend some nice afternoons. Huh. You have to fit into the picture. And by the way, who really wants to live above all that stores anyway? I don't know about you, but for me, there's only one reason, or okay, maybe two reasons, to live in the pedestrian zone of let's say a French or an Italian or German city. It's not the streets crowded with shoppers, that's for sure. Yeah. No, it's the fact that I would live in the center of the city from where I could reach almost every spot in no time, right? And it's the nightlife with its clubs, restaurants, and in case of Austin, you would expect live music, sure. So the regular mall hours of the domain, here it comes, are Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. What? Hey, 3 weeks ago when I stayed in New York City for the AAG's annual conference, I walked into an Apple store around midnight and it was packed with people. Opening hours 24/7. But okay, there is entertainment at the domain, right? So they have a cinema. Perfect. Great. Let's see what Simon says about it. Simon says, "Your night, your way," is more than a phrase. It's the IPIC entertainment philosophy. From the moment you walk through the doors, you are in complete control of your experience. Whether you want to catch the latest blockbuster film in one of our plush auditoriums, taste our exciting assortment of chef-prepared items at Tansy Express, feast on internationally inspired flavors at Tansy Restaurant, or sip all-natural, superior-crafted cocktails while taking in the slick vibe at Salt. Choose one, or do all. At IPIC, you own the night. You bet. I want to go there and watch a movie. Okay, find a babysitter for my son, take my wife for dinner, and then watch the movie. So let's see. IPIC Entertainment, opening hours, Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. That is exactly the opening hours of the domain. Hey, what about at IPIC, you own the night? Hey, okay, my guess would be the following. You own the night, not the domain, because it closes at 9. But, okay, seriously. Could it be that my first impression was true? That living and the well-measured traffic around there is just the frame for the shopping experience? Because, let's not forget, who owns the domain, right? Simon Property Group Incorporated, headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana, is the largest public real estate company in the United States. Our portfolio includes regional malls, premium outlets, the Mills, community lifestyle centers, and international properties. At Simon, our goal is your business success. That's why we have leasing, development management, and marketing professionals established to ensure that this property and your business are well maintained and highly visible within the community. And that is from Simon's official website, of course. So, If you go to the website, thedomainaustin.com, and there it says, thanks to incomparable cuisine, diverse local artists, and eclectic shopping, Austin is known as one of the most unique destinations in the country. The Domain is bringing the best of Austin to one single urban location. And if you take the tagline created by Simon saying, The Domain, Austin continued, then this is simply not true. It's not about nice places to live, and it's not about diverse local artists. It's not about nice places for children to play, and it's not about providing visitors with great cultural experience. It's not even eclectic shopping when you call it five-star shopping. It's about consumption. Or am I wrong? Think about it. While listening to this song, nothing to influence your opinion on the topic, just a pretty cool song from Elohim Marino that cannot be found on an album and therefore not be bought. Name of the song? Money is God.
Back against wall, fist up a nigga's scrap. Handle my own, my chrome, my dome, if not that. Pack, strapped as the hood would say. You got daps if you knuckled up the old school way. From building, living to a basement out in Queens. Same old thing, niggas do the same old things. Ain't nothing changed but the scenery. We smoke is crack dealers, gunshots ring. If not, you still used to the violence. This is on vomit, New York take pride in twisting a nigga cap like homie relax. Nah, niggas need dough, money, power, respect. Case closed is all a nigga know. Put a hole in the flow, entrepreneurs with snow. Hustle like getting money feels like plugging a hole. Two touching dikes for money they blow, which means money is God. We pray to it for growth, for growth. We put our faith in a dollar bill. Kill for dead presidents, it's how we feel. Pray the currency, worship the luxury. Standing on corners behind desks, ain't nothing free. Getting paid feels like getting blessed. Feel cursed if you broke when you hungry and depressed. Some niggas see a way out, sick ups blowing brains out. Some niggas cheat niggas legally. Money is God.
Money, my Jesus, liquor, my savior. Put them two together, add reefer plus a diva. I think I found heaven. Satan is being poor. Some niggas turn to God in front of that corner store. Deliver us, pointing pistols and God we trust. The American way. Pray holding the trigger, release demons. Release figures demons. We need preachers to bark all loud. Then collect the offering and ask the protection. Baptized and Henny officially saved. Haze caressing lungs to get through a day. Confessing to get you shot. Snitching on all religion. Pause when you talk. Think on what you're saying. Break bread with the enemy. Greed to be the enemy. You, I mean, ain't no difference between us. Through the middle was luck. Pay attention to lean up. Slumped in your ride, he took your life. Cause money is God.
We put our faith in a dollar bill. Kill for dead presidents, it's how we feel. Pray the currency, worship the luxury. Standing on corners behind desks, ain't nothing free. Getting paid feels like getting blessed. Feel cursed if you broke when you hungry and depressed. Some niggas see a way out, sick ups blowing brains out. Some niggas cheat niggas legally. Money is God.
Said money ain't all, ain't living. Oh, they dead to the world. Cause girls is material, pussy ain't free.
Never.
Plus to survive, you gotta pay for that. So hustle all the preaching. Save that bullshit for people who believe all that. Picture me willing to lean on that. To be completely honest, I'd rather lean on crack. And piss for them customers lean on that. This is life, I ain't designed shit. I ain't set the price, I redefined it. Money is God, and this is our religion. You can pray, or hit these wide streets on a mission. Get it while you're breathing, cause once you're gone, ain't nothing left to get. The hustle disappears, nothing left to fear. Nothing after death, no breath in the air. Through life, money lives on.
We put our faith in a dollar bill. Kill for dead presidents, it's how we feel. Pray the currency, worship the luxury. Standing on corners behind desks, ain't nothing free. Getting paid feels like getting blessed. Feel cursed if you broke when you hungry and depressed. Some niggas see a way out, stick ups blowing brains out. Some niggas cheat niggas legally. Money is God.
Money is God, a song from Elohim Marino. From the Podsafe Music Network, you can listen to it at music.mevio.com. And as I just said, that it's not available on the iTunes store. And isn't to be found on an album. That's not true. I just saw that it's on the album Truth, so I add that to the show notes if you want to look that up. But it's definitely not on iTunes. But I post you the link to the artist's iTunes page in today's show notes. And if you want to hear the song again and see some visuals too, just check the link of the video that you can find in the show notes or on our Facebook page. That would be facebook.com/geography. Now let's start the second part of the show with a look at our Facebook page, comments, thoughts, and new topics. Everything should be posted on Frontline on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/geography, you can see that there are almost 400 people now liking Frontline on Facebook. Amazing. Maybe we can get to 400 and cross the 400 before next episode. What do you think? This would be great. You can find all the suggestions for last week's sound riddle, for example. I can find them there. And we talk about the sound riddle in a second. You can also find comments on last week's quick vote and all the comments that were posted there over the last weeks. The question for the quick vote, by the way, was about hydraulic fracturing. You remember, we talked about that last week. And I wanted to know if you would think that this method to set free natural gas from the rock was a way towards energy independence, or B, a profitable investment, or C, a huge environmental risk, or D, if you would have another opinion about it. And so it turns out that 66% of the votes go to answer B, a huge environmental risk, that hydraulic fracturing process. And 33% of the frontliners have another opinion about it. So Leon, he was one who voted for that another opinion, and because this can mean almost anything, it's always great to add a comment to the quick vote and say what this other opinion is. And Leon tried to do so, and he says, "Hi again. I tried to give another opinion on the quick vote, but somehow I couldn't give my opinion, so I just posted here," because he actually posted it on Facebook, right? And Leo, I wonder why that didn't work out for you. Because normally after voting in the quick vote and participating, you see a pop-up window with the most current results. And under these results, you can just click a link that says start a new comment. I think it's on the right side of the webpage. But anyways, as I said, Leon decided to just post his comment on Facebook, which is great. And this way I can read it to you now. And if you should have something to say to Leon, just go to facebook.com/geography and comment on his post yourself. So Leon writes, "First of all, I'm a huge supporter of renewable energy. That influenced my opinion about fracking." And not in a positive way, I suppose, Leon, huh? "I think, in general, the idea of fracking is a good idea, but," here it comes, "it has, as most of the fossil fuels, dangerous side effects." Okay, Leon, tell us about it. "It can influence the groundwater line, flush out important minerals for the vegetation and so on, but the main problem I have is the fact that it shows that we still invest too much money into old energies. We should invest the money we use to get the rest of the oil out of the ground for new energies, solar, photovoltaic, water, and wind. Or we could invest the money in research. There are enough programs that need money. Desertec, for example." Okay, that's a great comment, Leon, because I think you nailed it. If we are talking about the economic issue, then hydraulic fracturing might make sense. No doubt about it. But if we are thinking about our energy policies and in general, this shows that investing in hydraulic fracturing means investing into fossil energy and not renewable ones. Now you have to think about what might be worth more. Huge investments into new ways of producing energy, or using existing methods to extract fossil energy. I don't think that this is quite simple to answer, right? So when I look at the gas prices here in Austin, the price for a gallon almost went up 50% since I came here last summer. And this is crazy. But yeah, it could also be
called Crazy to pump all the gas into huge trucks that consume so amazingly much gas that you can almost count the dollars per second you're driving, right? And I think this is a really good topic for social geography. Asking, how does a society act? What kind of values does it have? And what is high priority and what is not? And this will very much differ from country to country. You can be sure about that. And one last thing, Leon, about DesertTech. We've talked about DesertTech a lot, about that consortium that tries to produce energy out of solar power in the Saharan desert. And Leon, why do you think that companies like Siemens, Deutsche Bank, and so on, because they are running DesertTech, that they should need money to make this project happen? I would like to hear a comment from you about that. But let's use this discussion on last week's Quick Vote to ask a new question for this week's Quick Vote. For sure, we have to talk about the domain, right? So the question is, what is the domain? A. A premium mall. Answer B. A modern urban lifestyle. Answer C. It's mixed-use urban space. Answer D. The domain. That's a reinvention of the city. Or answer E. Click on that if you have another opinion. So please take part in this week's Quick Vote. A lot of interesting links regarding the topic can be found in the show notes. So go to geography.com and take a look at this week's episode's website, or simply follow our links on Facebook. That would be facebook.com, I said it before, /geography. And I just can't let our American Frontline production go away without playing a song about the United States. And this is a real classic. From the album Recipe for Hate, this is Bad Religion with American Jesus.
Expressions on the faces of the starting millions of power of the man. The fuel that drives the clan. He's the motive and the conscience of the murderer. He's a preacher on TV, the false sincerity. The former heritage written by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no bombs and a fearful man he's inside. Yeah! We've got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus. Exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus, bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus, overwhelming millions every day. Yeah.
I love this song, Bad Religion with American Jesus. And you can find the whole album on the iTunes store or on the PodSafe Music Network on music.meview.com. Yeah, what a great song about the United States. Yeah, but let's not forget that there are a lot of fine people living here, right? It's time again for Alexander von Humboldt's voyage to the Americas in 1799. Last week we've talked about coincidence and the possibilities that might arise out of changing our empirical roadmap while actually in the field. And Humboldt and the other men on board of the Pizarro faced death. People got sick and they died. So they had to land and stay much longer than they originally planned to. And what happened then? Let's continue our reading. The coast of Paria stretches to the west, forming a wall of rocks of no great height, with rounded tops and a waving outline. And so Humboldt starts here to describe what he sees, what he's observing, and he does that very closely, right? About 11 in the morning, we perceived a very low islet, covered with a few sandy downs, and on which we discovered with our glasses no trace of habitation or culture. Cylindrical cactuses rose here and there in the form of candelabra. The soil, almost destitute of vegetation, seemed to have a waving motion in consequence of the extraordinary refraction which the rays of the sun undergo in traversing the strata of air in contact with planes strongly heated. So, yeah, he goes on describing what he sees, and that's pretty accurate, I think. And he goes on, under every zone, deserts and sandy shores appear like an agitated sea from the effects of mirage. And now we have a generalization here. When he talks about deserts and sandy shores, because this is still the coast of Paria, but taken as a general example for sandy shores. And that's really interesting. The coasts, seen at a distance, are like clouds in which each observer meets the form of the objects that occupy his imagination. And this sentence is somewhat strange, right? I read it again to you. The coasts, seen at a distance, are like clouds in which each observer meets the form of the objects that occupy his imagination. That's not strange in today's scientific context, but it's sure for the context of 1799. What you see is based on your own perception. That's what he's saying here, right? And sounds pretty much like constructivism to me. And I think about 1799, and when you think about it, that year, that's only 10 years after the French Revolution, where the king, not only as a leader, but also as kind of the brain of the whole population, is replaced by the idea of the individual. Only 10 years before that. And Immanuel Kant's Critique of Pure Reason has also been published only 18 years before. That's fascinating, really. Some took mounds of sand for Indian huts and pointed out the place where they alleged for the port of Pampatar was situated. Others saw herds of goats, which are so common in the dry valley of St. John, or described the lofty mountains of Macanao, which seemed to them partly hidden by the clouds. And these are these sentences are great examples for individual perception. Love it. The captain resolved to spend a pilot on shore, and the men were preparing to get out of the longboat when we perceived two canoes sailing along the coast. Hey, two canoes approaching the Pizarro. What will happen next? Let's listen to it in the next episode of Geography Frontline.
What's that sound?
There are visual elements that shape our perception of the urban environment. But there is more. Senses like listening
for example, are also important when it comes to individual perception. We just talked about individual perception reading from Humboldt's diary, right? So what about sound? Each episode, you get a chance to train your auditive awareness by trying to guess what sound I'm playing. It's always an urban sound, and last week it sounded like this. Interesting. Let's listen to it again. As always, you should really send in your guesses to comment at geography.com, post them on Facebook, or leave audio comments on our Skype voicemail. The Skype name is Geography and the German landline to call the voicemail on Skype just from your phone or from your mobile phone or whatever would be +49 611 159 9960. And there are quite some guesses about last week's sound riddle. And the first one comes from Leon, and he says, "Wow, that's hard. I have no clue at all." What a guess, Leon. Okay. Stefan posted two possible answers. First one would be traffic light, question mark, and rückwärtsfahrender LKW, which is German for a truck moving backwards. And this sound. And that's right, a good catch, Stefan. That comes from traffic lights. Great. This week we have a new sound riddle. So what could be the source of this sound? That's a very short one. Let's listen to it again. So if you have an idea, please go ahead and let me know. Email, voicemail, Facebook. You have a lot of options. And while talking about the sound riddles, perhaps I should start making the sound riddles more competitive by giving away a Frontline t-shirt for a number of right answers. What do you think? Maybe I have to think about that for the next days and maybe come up with some new competition about the sound riddle in the next episode of Frontline. Our announcements for this episode are about a conference. It's called Spaces of Dislocation, and that's a multidisciplinary postgraduate conference run by students from the College of Arts at the University of Glasgow. And this conference takes place from the 24th to the 25th of May in Glasgow in Scotland. You can look up the call for papers on the website. I post the link of the website to the show notes. And on their website, they say, "One of our main aims is to provide a space for current postgraduate students as well as early career researchers to share their research and to network. Please note, there is no fee for this conference." Hey, it's free. Doesn't cost you anything, and it's especially for postgraduate students, so people doing their masters or working on their dissertation. And I'm sure all others can come too. And just if they're interested in spaces of this location, if you should be, and then it should happen that you have some free time end of May to go to Glasgow, then just catch a train or a flight and enjoy the conference. Spaces of Dislocation. Yeah, another episode of Geography Frontline has come to an end. The last episode actually from Austin, Texas. But not the last Frontline episode ever, and that's for sure, Frontliners. Be sure to visit our Facebook page and leave some comments, posts, and thoughts, solve the sound riddle, and vote in this week's quick vote. Have a great week, Frontliners, and never forget, the network is us.